Yeah, dude.
Good morning. 7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
What's up?
I think they're coming out with a new Jackass.
Are they?
I heard. And you know what? About that. Listen to this. Huh. They haven't signed Steve-O.
Really?
Yeah. They've signed a few guys. Steve-O hasn't been. He was on a podcast the other day, and he was just like, you know, dude. But he's waiting. And apparently this is what it is. So they're going to have the old guy, you know, the old crew back.
Yeah.
But apparently they're putting together another crew, like the Young Guns. And so that, like, the old guys, I don't know if, like, during the thing they're going to, like, pass the throne or what direction they're going to take with this. But apparently there's a new crew that they're putting together.
Pass the torch, by the way.
Passing the, what did I say?
Pass the throne.
The throne. Oh,
here's God. Your seat.
Right.
I don't know if I like that.
I know. And on top of that, Steve-O hasn't been signed. He's like the main guy. You got Knoxville, you got Bam, and then you got Steve-O. Bam is just in a spot right now that's just
nobody. Maybe he needs something.
You know,
maybe he does like a thing to keep him occupied.
But basically, that's the hint that Steve-O gave on that podcast, and was just like, "I can't say anything more." But that's what I can tell you.
Interesting, very, you know? Very interesting. We'll see. I don't know. That last one was okay.
It's just, they're getting old.
Yeah,
and on top of that, you know, when they film that, you got to walk on eggshells. Something's going to happen.
Johnny Knoxville had to wear like a catheter for like 4 years because of that show. That is not worth it to me.
I think he still does, doesn't he?
He still has it. All I know is that he had so much like scar tissue in his junk.
Yeah.
Dude, no thank you.
Oof.
I love my wiener way too much to even somewhat consider doing that.
Could you imagine?
Ugh. Anyway, let's not focus on scar tissue in your wiener. Let's do the morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them at 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Two of Earth's most important crops, wheat and coffee, are heading to space. Plans are to send coffee and hemp plants to the International Space Station, and the mission is to examine the effects of zero gravity on the plants. The scientists are keeping an eye out for genetic mutations up there, but also looking for ways to engineer the stuff to get more resilient crops down here on Earth.
Wow. It's pretty wild.
So they're not sending up, like, you know, some like Jamaica blue kush up to the astronauts.
Wow, the progression really digressed over the years.
Send up some of those special brownies.
Dude. You know what I just... Go ahead.
I was saying, getting baked on Earth is one thing. Getting baked in space.
John's been sitting by the window for like 5 hours just staring at Earth.
Look at the moon.
Man.
Dude. It's like a little marble. We're the aliens, man.
You know, I just recently found out about the ISS. Because, you know, the pressured pens that they have to use because of zero gravity up there. Why don't they use pencils? You ever thought that? Why wouldn't you use a pencil?
Because they can rub off, I think. That's why.
No, close. That's what I thought. Mm. It's the graphite in the pencil. And so when you write and a little bit of graphite comes off that paper, it goes to the ventilation system and starts messing with the electronics and whatnot. So, yeah, they cannot have graphite in the ISS.
That's crazy.
I know. I read that. I was like, dude. That's
why we're not astronauts.
Right, exactly. I'd have my number two right on me.
You bring a pencil, you sit there. No! Let me just sharpen it real quick.
Right.
Boom!
He took down the whole space station with a number two.
That's why, yeah, they don't let normal people into space. It seems like there's a disturbing new trend where teens are seeking out plastic surgery to look more like their filtered selves. Dude. Experts are calling it Snapchat dysmorphia, basically having unrealistic beauty and body standards caused by the perfect look created by photo editing apps.
Let them do it. Go for it. If you're thinking about doing this, 100% go for it.
Do it, huh?
Just get botched. Oh, my God, just get botched. Stretch that face out as much as you can.
We all know the people that have filters on every single one of their photos.
Yep.
I think filters are horrible. I think they're awful. I think it's lying. Ladies, if you think that anybody, actually, I shouldn't just say ladies, because guys do it too. Uh-huh. And I've seen guys use filters, and I want to punch them in the face.
Did you ever see a picture that it's like that dead guy in a coffin who just looks just terrible, and they put a filter on him, and he looks like a very, like, he drops like 80 years in
just
one filter.
Just look like he's taking a nap.
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Go through your Facebook. Click on your profile picture and scroll like 10 times. Mm-hmm. If every one of them has a filter on, just stop.
Yeah, it's not real. And the fact that people, too, think that it's passing for real.
Yeah.
It's like we all know when a filter is on. Because no, we're humans. We have flaws. We have wrinkles and everything in our face.
It's always kind of yellow. It kind of brightens the picture a little bit.
Of course it does.
Everything's really smooth.
You're not. You don't look like the vampires in Twilight. No. Okay, your eyes aren't beautiful and glowing. Okay.
Did you ever see?
You don't have sparkly skin.
Right. When they put a filter on Yoda, you ever see that one? It's Yoda. He's got that terrible, like, wrinkly face. They throw a filter on him, dude. He looks like a Maybelline model, dude.
And I know for damn sure you don't have dog ears. I mean, it's just it's like, come on.
I told
you about that one thing on Pornhub where it's a Snapchat girl getting railed, but she's got the filter on at the same time.
Really?
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Stop it!
Oh, they'll never know it's me. I put a filter on.
Just stop it!
Honey, I saw your video. How'd you know it was me? I had the doggy filter on. Yes, it does. All new meaning to doggy style in that one.
God.
Man. Lastly, scientists are working on the perfect head of beer.
Really?
That's right. Scientists are spending time and money by shooting neutrons through the beer to figure out what sorts of chemicals can be added to get that perfect creamy topping with every pour.
Mm.
There's wildfires in Australia.
Right.
There's cancer.
Yep.
There's diseases. Yeah, but let's worry about a new foamy top on our beer.
America.
Which, this is a British researcher.
Oh, this is,
dumbasses.
Man. Come on, guys. You know what?
So stupid.
Just drink your beer.
Just drink your beer. Thank you. Enjoy it. Thank you.
You know what you do? You tilt it a little bit when you pour it.
You know what? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to give me that perfect foamy top, and I'm still going to wipe my finger on my nose and stir it in there. Because I don't want all that foam.
Yeah.
You dumbasses.
There was a guy pouring beer for samples on some video the other day I was watching. He wasn't tilting it. He was just, full of foam. Like, this guy sucks. Like, it's got to bother everybody that watches this video.
You just got to do a little tilt and a little there.
Just drink a beer.
So you got that, whenever you had a keg party, you got that one guy who's sitting there just by the keg all night. He's like, and then he goes, no!
Right.
Slow it. It doesn't need 90,000 pumps.
This guy just poured out like a pitcher.
Good God. Yeah, they sit there and just tilt it.
You know.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Man.
Anyway, spend your time and research on more important things. That'll do it. That's your morning dump.